I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Marquette Chamber of Commerce is hosting a candidate forum tonight in Marquette. The event will feature candidates for both the City Commission as well as the Board of Light and Power. We found out more from the Marquette Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Jason Schneider.
Candidate forum is tonight, 6 p.m. at the Marquette City Hall building. Anybody is welcome to attend. It will be broadcast over the public airwaves through the TV's or through the city's channel, and we'll have it available on YouTube to watch afterwards.
Now, this is something that has been in the works for a while, as we know that there are a couple of open seats on the commission, also open seats on the Board of Light and Power. But in the last couple of days, in particular, Board of Light and Power and the commission have been in the news with some of these decisions. How do you think that may impact who's going to show up tonight?
Oh, I think it'll probably bring a lot more attention to this. Absolutely. You know, when I first reached out to the candidates, you know, Mike can vouch for this because he's been running. Back in August, when we first started looking at doing a candidate forum, the idea was we wanted to bring Board of Light and Power candidates and City Commission candidates to sit at the same table and talk, because we know that there's going to be issues in the future, and there are currently, where that kind of communication is really important. From my own experience as a city commissioner, dialogue never happened between the boards until there was something to work on. And so as a chamber, our idea was, if you get them at the same table discussing the future of Marquette together in their own, you know, in their own wheelhouses, then once two people are elected out of that, they have a background for dialogue.
Well, tell me a little bit about your proposed forum this evening, or I should say your format, not your forum, but what is the approach going to be this evening?
Certainly. Well, you know, first of all, as I'm kind of a policy geek. I would love to talk to them ad nauseum, or have them talk to us ad nauseum. But we have an hour and a half. So we have eight candidates who are going to be sitting at a table together. Half are going to be Board of Light and Power. Half are going to be City Commission candidates. They'll be indicated with different name tags so people can keep up on that. And essentially, they're all going to be asked the same questions. Our questions are designed to be very broad. We want to get an idea of who the person is and what's important to them. We didn't want to ask stumper questions. We didn't want to try and play gotcha. Mm-hmm. We have various levels of experience in the people that are running, and we didn't want to ask specific questions to the hospital, Board of Light and Power, Cliffsdow, which, you know, current seated commissioners would be able to answer really easily because they have all the information. Newbies wouldn't necessarily have the ability.
Sure.
You know, we really want to get to the heart of who the person is.
And it is a forum. It's not a debate. It's not going to be like some of the things that we've seen maybe on a presidential level. It's going to be much more reserved and subdued.
No, thank God. It's going to be a basic discussion. You know, all candidates will have, in the hour and a half, the eight of them will each have about 10 minutes to talk and give their opinion of who they are, where they want Marquette to go, what they think some of the challenges are going to be, what they think they can do about them. Without getting too heated into anything specific.
As we continue on this Thursday morning, it is coming up on 7:49. Jason Schneider in the studio with us from the Marquette Chamber of Commerce, putting on a candidate forum this evening at City Hall in Marquette. And the idea here, Jason, is to make sure that people have the opportunity to hear from the candidates, the four candidates that are running for this open seats on the City Commission and the four that are running for the Board of Light and Power. If you have some success with this particular event, are you looking at maybe continuing this with maybe some other races that would be impactful to members of the chamber?
We'd love to. We would absolutely love to. You know, really, our goal with the forum is twofold. One is to make sure that the public knows who's doing what and what's going on. The other is really to start breaking down barriers between municipal jurisdictions. So for the last 6 months, we've been getting one or two elected officials from each municipality that we work with, Chocolate Township, Marquette Township, City of Marquette, to sit down together for a beer or coffee to get to know each other, because they've never really talked.
Right.
You know, they didn't know what each municipality was facing. So ideally, in the long run, I would love to get Chocolate Township, Marquette Township, City of Marquette candidates all at the same table for a discussion. That becomes logistically a whole lot harder because the townships have their entire board of trustees.
Correct.
Elections at the same time.
Right.
So you're dealing with a much broader audience, participant group.
Yes.
But I would love to be able to pull in other municipalities, maybe even the school board, so that it's a discussion about where we go as a community and what their role is you know, what they see their role as a candidate.
Tell me how that fits into the overall vision of what you're looking to do with the Chamber of Commerce. The Marquette Chamber of Commerce, as you mentioned, about 6 months old now.
Yep.
Getting some success underway, getting businesses involved. But how does that fit, getting this kind of communication in the mission of the Chamber?
When everybody's working together, even if they don't like each other and have different opinions, but when everybody knows that they're on the same page and they're pulling in the same direction, that helps our economy, that helps our business owners, that helps school kids. I mean, it helps everybody. You know, we're a membership-based organization. We exist to help our members. The municipalities are members for sure, but the vast majority of our members are businesses. It is a hard business climate to work in when you have three municipalities and a Board of Light and Power who are all moving in slightly different directions and not communicating with each other. How is a business supposed to operate well in that environment? So we believe that it's our responsibility to start trying to make that environment easier and smoother for the businesses to work in.
Well, part of that is the candidate forum, which is coming up this evening. Give everybody the details.
Absolutely. The candidate forum tonight, 6 p.m., Marquette City Hall. Everybody is welcome. It will also be broadcast on the city's public access station and available on YouTube. Again, it's sponsored by the Marquette Chamber of Commerce, who is supported by business memberships and municipal memberships. So if you're interested, please drop us a line. Our office is at 813 North 3rd Street over by Border Grill. You can find us online at marquettechamber.org.
That's the comments of Jason Schneider, the executive director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.